听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve, and thank you for joining us today. Well, I don't need to remind you that the world is changing quickly. Women's roles in society are changing. Economics and family lifestyles are changing too. With these changes, we sometimes are forced to make decisions that are tough. And so this month's Viewpoints feature presents us with one of those tough choices, and it is this. After having a baby, should a new mother return to work or stay home with her child? Not an easy decision. Let's open our magazines to page 18 and begin our lesson titled, A Mother's Choice.
A Mother's Choice. Many new moms face a big decision. Return to the workplace or stay at home with her child. Anita and Roger Blackwell had a baby girl, Denise, 2 months ago. Before Denise arrived, Anita had planned to return to her office job. But now, she's having second thoughts. Conversation A.
Roger, I really enjoyed being home with Denise. Now that my maternity leave is almost over, I'm actually rethinking returning to my job.
Really? When we talked about this before Denise arrived, you always insisted you would keep your job.
But that was before I experienced the joys of being a full-time mom.
You know, I support whatever decision you make, but losing your income would definitely affect our financial situation.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our first day in this month's Viewpoints article. And if you've been with us in previous months, you know that whenever we do a Viewpoints article, we're always looking at an issue that has more than one possible opinion about that issue. And today, we're looking at a choice that many mothers face. So our article is entitled, A Mother's Choice. Our deck says that many new moms face a big decision. And if you face a big decision or if you face a choice, that means that you will be making a choice in the future. And right now, you don't yet know how you will decide what choice you will make.
And that big decision facing many new mothers today is whether to return to the workplace or stay at home with her child after she has had a baby. And this indeed is a major decision that many new mothers have to make. And of course, since this is a Viewpoints article, we will have an example for you today, a situation where some people will have to actually make a decision regarding this topic. So today we will meet a married couple named Anita and Roger Blackwell.
And our article starts off by saying that Anita and Roger Blackwell had a baby girl, and her name was Denise, and they had this baby girl 2 months ago. So it sounds like Denise was born 2 months ago and is right now 2 months old.
And before Denise arrived, Anita had planned to return to her office job, but now she's having second thoughts. And if you have second thoughts about something, that means you think about it again, and maybe your opinion starts to change. You start to come to a different conclusion or a different idea about something. So before Denise was born, Anita thought, yes, I will return to work and continue working after I have Denise. But now she's thinking about that again.
Right. She's having second thoughts. She's beginning to doubt her original opinion, her original decision. And so our conversation begins with Anita saying to her husband, Roger, Roger, I've really enjoyed being home with Denise. Now that my maternity leave is almost over, I'm actually rethinking returning to my job. Now, real quickly, that word rethinking is very close to the phrase that we just learned, having second thoughts. When you have second thoughts, you begin to doubt your original opinion. And when you rethink a decision, you're thinking or you're considering the decision again, maybe considering a different way of doing it.
And she's rethinking returning to her job now that her maternity leave is almost over. And that term, maternity leave, refers to the period of time that a woman is able to legally leave her job for any number of weeks before and after she has a baby. In most places, it's usually a 4 to 6 week period that the woman is allowed to have off of work to have her baby and to raise it for those first few weeks. And of course, that word maternity is just the state of being a mother. So this is actually our grammar on the go sentence for the day. So let's go to Liz and see what she can teach us.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our Viewpoints article today is about a big decision that many moms face, whether to return to the office or stay at home with their child. Some women choose to stay at home. But then there are ladies like Anita in the article who would say, now that my maternity leave is almost over, I'm actually rethinking returning to my job. Notice how the sentence begins with, now that. This is an idiom that means because or since. So today's sentence just means, since my maternity leave is almost over, I'm actually rethinking returning to my job. Now that is most often used in informal conversations. For example, let's suppose that a woman's club is in need of a new meeting place because the usual meeting place will soon be torn down. So we can say, now that the club's usual meeting place will be torn down, the club members have to find a new location. Or, let's say Paul needs to make more money because he and his wife have a baby to take care of now. So we can say, now that Paul and his wife have a baby to take care of, Paul needs to find a second job. Well, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. I'll see you again next time. Until then, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So, in our conversation, before Denise was born, Anita thought that she would return to her job. But now that her maternity leave is almost over, she's rethinking this. Roger is a little bit surprised by this, so he says, really? When we talked about this before Denise arrived, you always insisted you would keep your job.
Roger says that Anita insisted she would keep her job, and that word insisted means to state or demand something forcefully. So it sounds like Anita was pretty convinced that after she had Denise and after her maternity leave was over, she would return to work. But now we know, of course, she is having second thoughts. She responds by saying, but that was before I experienced the joys of being a full-time mom. Now, Chip, full-time mom is a kind of a unique phrase to use. What's a full-time mom?
Right. It's kind of a fun way of talking about being a mom your entire day and doing the work of being a mother, taking care of the children. And often we talk about being a full-time worker or you have a full-time job. And that means that you work probably either 40 hours a week or more. you're working all day long. So this is a way of referring to being a mom your entire day. And it's a lot of work taking care of the children.
I think being a full-time mom is definitely a full-time job. Well, Roger responds by saying, "You know I support whatever decision you make, but losing your income would definitely affect our financial situation." Meaning you're not going to have a job, you're not going to be getting a paycheck, and so we might have to make some adjustments in our life. Well, that's all the time we have right now, but let's go to the chat room before we take a break. He is so cute. Thanks for stopping by, Sarah. It was great to see you and your little guy. Bye.
Ashley, who was that?
Oh, that's one of my coworkers, Sarah. She just had a baby.
Wow, she's working while taking care of her baby?
Well, no. She's on maternity leave.
Oh, today's Studio Classroom article talks about maternity leave. Say, Ashley, what does maternity refer to?
Why don't I ask Linda, and she can tell us more.
The word maternity is the noun form of maternal, which refers to being a mother. Paternal, on the other hand, refers to being a father. If a woman becomes a mother and is employed, then she has the right to take maternity leave. Some places allow fathers to take leave from work when their wives have a baby. This is called paternity leave.
Paternity leave?
Like Linda said, paternal or paternity refers to being a father.
Oh, but how can I remember the difference?
One way to remember the difference between maternal and paternal is to look at the first two letters of each word.
Okay, maternal starts with M-A, while paternal starts with P-A. So we have ma and pa. Oh, you're right. Ma and pa, or mom and dad.
Right.
That's a great way to remember those differences. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
来看 maternal 跟 paternal 这两个字。maternal 的字首是 ma, ma, paternal 的字首是 pa, 所以 maternal 就是妈妈母亲的 ,paternal 就是父亲的。maternity leave 是产假。paternity leave 字面上是父亲假，指的当然就是陪产假。And now you can take leave for a minute. It's time for a break.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, so we've met Anita and Roger. They're a young couple who have to make a tough choice. Before the break, we learned why this decision is so difficult to make. On one hand, it's natural and good that a mother would want to be with her newborn child. But when a woman stays home, the family is likely to lose a large chunk of income. And that's the trade-off.Anita's desire is to stay home and care for her new baby, but will her family be able to survive with less money? Let's find out on line one on the right side.
A mother's choice.
I know we'd have to make some sacrifices and some changes in our lifestyle.
Maybe even put off buying a house.
But we wouldn't have to worry about childcare expenses.
Money is one thing, but what about your career? You love your job.
I would miss it, but I just can't stand the thought of someone else raising Denise. I'd feel as if I were neglecting her.
No one can take the place of a parent in a child's life, that's for sure. ButQuitting your job is a big decision that could really hurt your career.
Welcome back. We are here, and Roger and Anita Blackwell are facing a big decision. Should Anita go back to work after her maternity leave is over, or should she continue to stay home to raise their new baby, Denise? And we've just found out that if Anita does decide to stay home, she has Roger's support, but he makes a good point. He says that if you continue to stay home, you will not receive an income, and that's going to make it maybe a little bit difficult on our family. After all, they used to have two incomes. Roger and Anita both made a paycheck with no kids to support, but now they will only have one income, Roger's income, plus a baby to support. So, Chip, these are some major decisions. I can see why this is a difficult decision to make.
Right, and this is a decision that many young couples face when they decide to start a family and when they start to have kids. Going from double income, no kids, to single income with one kid, that can be a big transition to make. So Anita says, I know we'd have to make some sacrifices and some changes in our lifestyle. Now, if you make a sacrifice, Chelsea, what are you making there?
Well, you're giving something up that might be valuable to you in order to help another person. So in this case, Anita would be sacrificing her job, giving up that income, that money every month, but in the long run, it's helping her daughter, because she would be at home full-time with her daughter, able to raise her. And we, of course, know that a parent's role in a child's life is very important. And so they think this would be a good sacrifice to make.
Right. And many people decide to sacrifice opportunities to make more money so that they can spend more time with family. So you're making a sacrifice. You're giving up something valuable so that you can have something that maybe is more valuable in return. So Roger says, we maybe would even have to put off buying a house. Now, if they're putting off this decision to buy a house, Chelsea, what does that mean?
That means they're going to have to wait to do something at a later time. And of course, in this case, that means they would have to wait to buy a home at a later time. They might have been planning to buy a house immediately after Denise was born, whenever Anita thought she would go back to work. They have another person in their family. Maybe they need a larger home with more space. But now that Anita is thinking she might stay home, he is saying, well, we might have to put off buying that new house.
Now, I often put off tasks that I don't want to do. But here in this situation, they are putting off, or they would be putting off, a task, buying a house, because they have to. And you put off a decision sometimes because you don't want to and sometimes because you have to. So Anita says, but we wouldn't have to worry about childcare expenses.
And childcare expenses get quite expensive. Things like hiring a babysitter, taking a child to daycare, and buying things for the child like diapers and baby formula and baby food. All of that adds up and is very expensive. So, although she would not be going back to work, they would be saving a little bit of money because they would not have to put forth money for childcare expenses.
Okay, and Roger says that money is one thing. So money is one thing to think about, but what about your career? You love your job. And Anita says, well, I would miss it. I would miss going to work because she loves her job, but I just can't stand the thought of someone else raising Denise.
And I think this is probably the issue that many new mothers face right here, is that once they connect with that child, once they have given birth to that baby and stayed home with that child during their maternity leave, they feel a very deep love and connection with it. And the thought of returning to work is very difficult, and especially the thought of someone else getting to spend that quality time with your child to raise him or her is a hard thought for new mothers. So she goes on to say, I'd feel as if I were neglecting her. Now, Chip, what's it mean to neglect someone?
Well, if you neglect someone or something, that means that you fail to give enough attention or you fail to give enough time to that person or that task. So she would feel like she's neglecting her daughter, and that's not a good feeling. So Roger says, no one can take the place of a parent in a child's life. That's for sure. So he's saying that no one can supply that empty space that a parent fills. But quitting your job is a big decision that could really hurt your career, and that could hurt her future career. Well, that's all we have today, but we'll continue this conversation tomorrow. Before we break for the day, let's watch an interview.
Every person has only one childhood. It can be replaced by anything. I think you don't want to miss your baby's first time of standing up and his first time to walk. You want to share every smile he has and every tears he drops. I think our children deserve our best time of our day, not the rest time of our day. If you like to be challenged, I think raising child is the most challenging things in the world. If you want to make money, to have lovable kids is the most valuable things to your family. If I were a parent, I would like to raise my child by myself.
When I have my first baby girl, I came back to my workplace as a career woman. Because I only take care of her after off duty, I find myself more like her auntie, not her mommy. So when I have my second baby boy, I quit my job as a full-time mommy. Like most people, we also have financial difficulties. But I think it's not worth sacrificing your family for money. At the very beginning of my full-time mommy's career, I unconsciously asked my kids to do everything quickly. One day, my kids asked me, why does everything have to be fast? Then I suddenly realized I am not a career woman anymore. Another thing I want to share is that one day, my daughter came to tell me with a surprised expression. She said to me, Mommy, Andrew can say words. At that moment, I know my daughter will be a more qualified mommy than I in the future. Some people say that your mommy is your first teacher. But I think my kids are my teachers too. They told me a lot. One lesson I learned from them is to develop myself to be a well-grown up and to give them my non-regret love. And I have no regrets about my decision to stay at home as a full-time mommy.
Hi, 大家好，我是Michelle。 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 have second thoughts 这个成语。 Have second thoughts 有另外的想法，意思就是改变主意。例如， I intended to accept the job offer, but now I'm having second thoughts because of the long commute. 我原本打算要接受这份工作的机会，但是因为通勤时间很长，现在我改变主意了。接下来我们看的是 sacrifice 这个名词。Sacrifice 是指牺牲。例如， in order to give their children the best education, the couple made a lot of sacrifices. 为了让孩子们得到最好的教育，这对夫妻做了很多的牺牲。或者是 becoming successful doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your principles. 要成功并不代表你要牺牲自己的原则。Sacrifice 也可以当动词，例如 parents are willing to sacrifice for their children. 父母总是愿意为儿女牺牲。最后我们看的是 put off 这个动词片语。put off 是指拖延或延迟。 例如， she had to put off her dentist appointment because she had to go on a business trip. 因为她要出差，所以必须把牙医的预约往后延。或者是， the school decided to put off remodeling the cafeteria until more funding became available. 学校决定要延后餐厅的装修，直到有更多的经费下来。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stick around!
A mother's choice. Many new moms face a big decision. Return to the workplace or stay at home with her child. Anita and Roger Blackwell had a baby girl, Denise, 2 months ago. Before Denise arrived, Anita had planned to return to her office job. But now, she's having second thoughts. Conversation A.
Roger, I've really enjoyed being home with Denise. Now that my maternity leave is almost over, I'm actually rethinking returning to my job.
Really? When we talked about this before Denise arrived, you always insisted you would keep your job.
But that was before I experienced the joys of being a full-time mom.
You know, I support whatever decision you make. But losing your income would definitely affect our financial situation.
I know we'd have to make some sacrifices and some changes in our lifestyle.
Maybe even put off buying a house.
But we wouldn't have to worry about childcare expenses.
Money is one thing, but what about your career? You love your job.
I would miss it, but I just can't stand the thought of someone else raising Denise. I'd feel as if I were neglecting her.
No one can take the place of a parent in a child's life, that's for sure. But quitting your job is a big decision that could really hurt your career.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 3. From the previous episode,
my address book, it's gone. I'm sure it was here. I used it to call the hotel when I arrived. That thief stole my address book. But why?
Why would he steal your address book?
I don't know, Kate. You have my dad's number, don't you?
I should have it. Here.
Kind of a crazy thing to do, don't you think? Steal someone's address book? What good will that do him? Strange. It shows I have reception, but it's not dialing. Oh, Kate, my phone's not working. Man, I'm just not having a good day. The battery is fine, but...
Okay, don't worry, Jen. Let's do this. We'll head back to your hotel and get freshened up. We could swing by the mall along the way. There's an Audiphone shop there. There could be several reasons why your phone's not working. They should be able to help you.
That's a good plan. May I call Dad from your phone?
Sure. Let me dial it for you.
Thanks, Kate. Dad? Oh, Dad! It's so good to hear your voice. Yes, yes, I've arrived safely, but, Dad, it's not started off well. Yes, we're okay. I'll tell you all about it at dinner. Yes, I'm so thankful she's here with me. Okay. Dad, I'm going back to the hotel now. If you need to reach me, you can call me there. Sure, I will. Love you, Dad. Thanks, Kate.
They hailed a taxi and headed off. Once in the taxi, both girls sighed.
Oh, Cairo Mall, please.
On the whole, the mother's choice we're discussing in this month's Viewpoints article is one that families and women in particular never really thought about until the last 100 years or so. For hundreds, even thousands of years before that, rich women stayed at home and poor women went to work. Now, with the rise of what is called the middle class, mothers have to make the decision, go to work or stay at home. Tomorrow, we'll find out what Anita finally decides to do. Until then, I hope the rest of your Tuesday is great. So long, everyone.